Today's show is brought to you by Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off on your next order.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
A Monday edition of Locked On Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. Big show for you today. I've got some thoughts on the Warriors' rotation and want to look ahead to tonight's game against the Timberwolves and revisit that Andrew Wiggins-D'Angelo Russell trade. But first, we need to talk about James Wiseman. It's clear the Warriors made a mistake by starting him to begin the season. They need now to correct that mistake by moving him to the bench. This is not necessarily an indictment on Wiseman. He's 19 years old. He's barely played. He played only three college games, a handful of NBA games. For him to impact winning at this level for a team that wants to make the playoffs was never realistic to begin with. You even look at other rookies. You look at LaMelo Ball, look at Anthony Edwards, the other top three. They're not starting for their teams, and yet they are making huge impacts for those teams. And Wiseman can still do that for the Warriors without being a starter. The reason I bring this up is because the Warriors' starters have been outscored by 73 total points in the last 12 games. They are digging themselves into an early hole, and it's a hole that they have to climb out of each and every night if they want to win games. And so, look, why do you start Wiseman in the first place? Well, you had Kevon Looney, and you had Marquese Chriss in the preseason. James Wiseman, by the way, no training camp for him because of the protocols. No preseason for him because of those protocols. The first game he plays in 13 months, he's starting for a Warriors team that is trying to make the playoffs. He's starting against Milwaukee, starting against Brooklyn. And it's been tough for him. And it should be. He's 19. This isn't easy stuff. And he's struggled, understandably so. But what happens is that now you have this Warriors team that is trying to make the playoffs, having to basically play against a handicap every single night. They're just giving the opponent free points that every game. And so the experiment needs to stop. Wiseman started because, in part, Kevon Looney and Marquese Chriss did not earn the starting job in preseason. So let's also not pretend that James Wiseman came out and practiced in these scrimmages and just blew everybody. If Kevon Looney, for example, had played the way he is playing right now in the preseason, he would have been the opening day starter. But he didn't do enough to claim that job. He didn't take that job. Neither did Marquese Chriss. And so that's why you saw Wiseman starting on opening night for the Warriors. Now, it's time to move him back to the bench. Kevon Looney's playing great. James Wiseman, meanwhile, 538 tracks, you know, all the players in the NBA with you know, fancy stats and stuff. And they have a player ranking that's based on their plus-minus, wins above replacement, and playing time. James Wiseman, among 250 NBA players, ranks 241st in the NBA. That's really not good, guys. And it's not somebody that you can have starting games. His highs have been so high, undoubtedly. The highlights have been jaw-dropping. There is potential there. I think that this is not an indictment against Wiseman or the pick. I think they made the right pick. It's just too much to ask a 19-year-old who's still figuring out the game at one of the toughest positions, by the way, to learn at the NBA level to impact winning basketball right now. And so one of the reasons, too, that James Wiseman is a starter is because Steve Kerr wants to get Wiseman as many minutes next to Steph Curry and Draymond Green as possible. And that I understand. If that's your core going future, you want them to gel and build chemistry and timing and all those things. But you could do that down the road. That's too much for him right now. He needs to figure out the speed of the NBA game, how to be an NBA player, before he could figure out how to be an NBA player alongside Hall of Famers. How to play off of Steph Curry and Draymond Green and not put your team in an early hole. Just figure out how to play NBA basketball first. It's just been too much on him. And it is surprising to me because the Warriors have preached patience when it comes to Wiseman so much. Okay, fair. But you have to be patient for him too. You have to bring him off the bench. Look at Bam Adebayo. He didn't start for 2 years. He played behind Hassan Whiteside. Kevon Looney's a better player than Hassan Whiteside is. More impactful to winning, for sure. Hassan Whiteside's empty calories. He's not a winning basketball player. We've seen that. And yet Bam Adebayo, who is maybe one of the most winning type of centers in this league, does all those little things that don't show up in the box score, etc., had to play behind Whiteside for 2 years. Why? It's really hard to play center in the NBA. It's really, really hard to play it at a high level. And if the Warriors want James Wiseman to be this next generation center for them, they need to let him come along slowly, because that is what is normal. And it's not too late. I think it is going to be, you do risk a blow to his confidence. James Wiseman, a perfectionist, very hard on himself, all these things. You risk a blow to his confidence, sure, by moving him to the bench. But is that a bigger blow to his confidence than every single night understanding when I come out of the game, the Warriors play better? Every single night I open the game and I can't play next to Steph. I don't know how to play next to Draymond Green. I can't free those guys up. Every night we are starting in a 12-point hole. That, to me, would be a bigger blow to his confidence. Bring him off the bench. Be patient with him. You preach patience, be patient. Kevon Looney has done enough now to earn that starting job. Just move him to the bench. Admit your mistake. Take it slow. Let him develop in time. Play him 12 to 15 minutes per game. That is fine. You've got enough everywhere else. You could play Draymond Green, small ball center, if you have to at some points. You got enough everywhere else. Be patient with him. You preach patience, time to act with patience. Coming up, an easy solution for the Warriors' rotation problems. But first, let's talk about Built Bar. It's a new year, and I'm not really a resolution guy, but I do like to lock in my diet at the start of each year, especially after what I ate during the holidays. That's what makes Built Bars so perfect. They satisfy my hunger while I'm busy at work. They taste great. They work perfectly with my low-carb, low-sugar diet. And with 18 amazing flavors, including salted caramel, lemon almond cheesecake, and peanut butter brownie, Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate and soft and easy to chew. Built Bar is great for health-conscious men and women, whether you want to maintain or lose weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Built Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high in protein, high in fiber. They're great if you're starting a keto diet in 2021 or just trying to eat well at all. So go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off on your next order. Again, use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts. What do the Warriors do then if they are going to bench James Wiseman? You start Kevon Looney. That is the simplest answer, to your rotation problems. I think, look, when you are trying to problem solve in general, let's get big picture with this. When you try to problem solve in general, the easiest way to solve a problem, the easiest way to approach solving that problem, what is the one thing that you can do that would have an effect, a positive effect on all the other moving parts? So with that starting group, there's been so much conversation. Do you bench Kelly Oubre? Do you want to start Damian Lee? Do you need spacing? Do you need all these things? What's the easiest thing you can do? The easiest thing you can do is swap Kevon Looney for James Wiseman. You are not going to dramatically alter the rotation. If you're the Warriors, you understand, hey, we want to be a top 10 defense. All the moves that you have made, the reason that this starting group is the starting group is because you want to be a top 10 defense. If you put Damian Lee in there for Kelly Oubre, for example, do you really want Damian Lee guarding LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, these guys? No, you don't. He's not a bad defender, but he's not Kelly Oubre on defense. No, If you are the Warriors and your mission statement so far this season has been top 10 defense, we're going to be a top 10 defense, and every move you've made, and it's true, every move they have made has been about becoming a top 10 defense. Every move other than, of course, starting James Wiseman. But you could even argue that having started James Wiseman was that same move, because what they were doing in the paint, I don't mean to be too revisionist about this, but they were giving up so many points in the paint in the preseason with Kevon Looney and Marquese Chris. They were undersized and all of those things, and I understand it, and you want James Wiseman at 7 feet tall to be your rim protector. I thought it was the right move even back then. But it is clear now that it is not. And yes, you might give up some points in the paint. You might get out-rebounded. But at least you're going to be a better net team with Kevon Looney in there. I mentioned that the plus-minus numbers earlier. These Warriors starters, Steph Curry, Kelly Oubre, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, James Wiseman, outscored by 73 points total in the last 12 games. Well, if you swap Wiseman for Kevon Looney, that lineup is plus 28 in 26 minutes in 9 games. It's a smaller sample size, of course. But the eye test works too. Watch that team. You don't have when Draymond Green is playing next to Kevon Looney and not Wiseman, he's not having to coach Wiseman through possessions. He could just focus on being an impactful defensive player the way that he is. Steph Curry and Kevon Looney, their timing together has been maybe the best two-man game for the Warriors this season. Kevon Looney, the way that he sets screens for Curry is so much more advanced than what Wiseman is doing. There's no guessing. Wiseman, do I slip the screen? When do I come? When the timing of it, how hard of a screen should I set? Kevon Looney knows all these things. He's already got it down. The cadence that he has with Steph Curry is already done. He's got it. Start him. But that's it. No other drastic changes are needed. None. You don't need to move Kelly Oubre to the bench. Because when you have Kevon Looney out there, that also improves your spacing, strangely enough. Why? Well, spacing isn't just three-point shooting. Spacing has to do with creating space along the perimeter. James Wiseman, yes, he's got the three-point shot and all these things, but he's not the screen setter. He's not the facilitator that Kevon Looney is. Kevon Looney knows how to create space for Steph Curry and Draymond Green and all those people and Andrew Wiggins out on the perimeter. He is a great high screen setter. That creates space. It frees up Steph Curry and Wiggins when they're coming off of those high screens. That creates space. It creates space because once those guys come off that high screen, defenders have to crash. They have to help. They have to help off of their teammates. Now those teammates have space to shoot. Those teammates could include Kelly Oubre, who with even more space might start knocking down some more three-pointers. Defensively, that group will be really great too because Kevon Looney is a great defender. He can switch. He can recognize patterns. He can do all those things. You're not going to be playing in an early hole with that group most nights. So that group not only sets you up better offensively and defensively, it sets you up better for the game because you're not going to be digging yourself into an early hole. And when you're not digging yourself into an early hole, then you're not asking this bench unit with Eric Paschal at the five and Kelly Oubre playing small ball four and all these things to do as much heavy lifting. And you can even bring in James Wiseman later on. That's what you do with this rotation. Start Kevon Looney. Instead of having Kevon come in midway through the first quarter, let him start the first quarter and then bring James Wiseman in at the end of the first quarter. He can get some minutes with the starters. It's just so much easier when you're not playing from an early deficit. Don't handicap yourself. There's no reason to. It'll be better for James Wiseman's development. It'll be better for the starters. It'll be better for your record now that you're 500. You'll win more games this way. It is the easiest solution. It is the right solution. They should probably do it as soon as tonight against Minnesota, a game I want to talk about a little bit more next. But first, I want to talk about betonline.ag. If you watched those conference championship games in the NFL, you know this is an exciting NFL season, all things considered. And now we're going to get the Chiefs and the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. If you want to bet on the game, there's only one place that has you covered, one place I trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. The Super Bowl, betting on the Super Bowl, is more than just betting on the over-under, the line, the money line, the winners and losers. You got all the prop bets. You got everything here. Go to betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON. You're going to get free money, 50% welcome bonus. So you're going to get half of your initial deposit back to play with and win more money with. And have fun. Super Bowl is a blast. Even if you don't know anything about football, the prop bets, how long is the national anthem going to go? Coin flip, heads or tails, all these things. Have fun. Put some money down. Just get interested, you know. Maybe create a pool with some buddies. Instead of doing the Super Bowl party that you want to do every year, you might not be able to do it during this pandemic and things. So start some sort of pool with your buddies online. You can get involved. You can have your prop bets and all those things. And of course, you can bet on the game if you want to. Right now, the Chiefs have opened up as three-point favorites over the Buccaneers. I still like the Chiefs at that money. I really do. I think they are so talented. The Buccaneers, it was impressive a fifth seed getting all the way to the Super Bowl, but I just think Kansas City is the most talented team in football. From Patrick Mahomes all the way down that roster, you're giving them 3 points. Yes, they're playing in Tampa. I don't care that the Buccaneers are playing in Tampa. The home field advantage isn't what it was before, and not when you have 2 weeks of break time for Kansas City. The travel's not even a big deal for them. So I like the Chiefs at 3-point favorites. I want to go check out that prop bets. You could do it all at betonline.ag. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Tune in tomorrow for the post-game show following tonight's game between the Warriors and Timberwolves, where we'll discuss the key takeaways from the game, in-depth statistics and analysis, and field questions from listeners. Tonight, though, it's all about Andrew Wiggins versus D'Angelo Russell. The Timberwolves and the Warriors have been kind of interlocked for years now, ever since they passed up on Steph Curry. And all this, it seems like they always find a way to enter each other's sort of storylines. But last year, the Warriors traded D'Angelo Russell to Minnesota for Andrew Wiggins and a top three protected 2021 pick. Now, I want to take a minute to revisit it here, because it is, I think you debated that, we debated that trade back then, and it was never, the problem with that trade necessarily was never that they shouldn't have moved D'Angelo Russell for Andrew Wiggins. I think on its face, it made sense. D'Angelo Russell was not a fit. Andrew Wiggins most certainly was, just from positionally. D'Angelo Russell plays point guard. You can't play him next to Steph Curry. You're giving up a lot on defense, all these things. Andrew Wiggins, a better defender, plays a small forward position that they needed that they had a need for after Kevin Durant left and after Andre Iguodala left. So that made sense. Some people criticized the trade by Bob Myers by saying you didn't get enough back. That trading D'Angelo Russell for Andrew Wiggins, who we talked about those statistics from 538, always tore Andrew Wiggins to shreds, was always rated near the bottom of the league. And all you got back was a first-round pick? Now, revisiting that trade, I think it was a really good deal for the Warriors. And I'll say this, because Andrew Wiggins has been an upgrade over D'Angelo Russell. I think in a vacuum, D'Angelo Russell is probably a better player than Andrew Wiggins is. But Andrew Wiggins has kind of figured out those how to do those little things that he wasn't doing in Minnesota. Maybe because he's freed up to do those things. He doesn't have to be the man like he was with the Timberwolves. So he's able to play defense at a better level, rebound, block shots, all these little things that impact winning. He's doing that now in Golden State in a way that he wasn't doing it in Minnesota. So he right now, to me, is the better player than D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell is fine, but he's a volume scorer, volume shooter. Not a great defender. And by the way, was not a culture fit for this team. And I like D'Angelo Russell personally. I had nothing but good interactions with him. But just where his values are versus where Andrew Wiggins' values are, it just wasn't the right culture fit. D'Angelo Russell very much wants to get the stats. He wants the accolades. He wants those things. And again, nothing bad. He signed with Golden State in the first place because he wanted the max contract. And nothing against that stuff. He wants opportunity to play. He wants to be able to show out and all those things. Andrew Wiggins doesn't care so much about the spotlight. He just wants to play on a winning basketball team. D'Angelo Russell wants to play on a winning basketball team for sure, but he wants to do it under his terms. He wasn't going to be able to do that in Golden State. Andrew Wiggins can. He doesn't have to have any terms. I think Andrew Wiggins likes not having any terms. He just likes to kind of fade into the background, do what it is that he wants to do, play next to Draymond, play next to Steph, playing in a winning environment. He seems happy. And now you've got this first-round pick now coming along with it. Clearly a better basketball fit for the Warriors. You are getting this great pick, and you look at Minnesota right now, second worst record in the league. That bodes well for the Warriors. Remember that this lottery system, just because you have the second worst record in the league, does not mean you are guaranteed the second pick in the draft. Because if the Timberwolves do end up with picks 1, 2, or 3, they get to keep it. That's not a great outcome for the Warriors. It still would make this a successful trade, but not a great outcome for the Warriors, because you want to get a pick in this loaded 2021 draft. Now, if the Timberwolves, where they currently sit, if the lottery was held right now, they would have a 40.1% chance of landing a top three pick. So you still have about a 60% chance, if you're the Warriors, of getting that pick somewhere in that lottery, falling, you know, within the top 5 or 6 picks. In this draft, that's huge. That's a real, legitimate, talented, high-level player that you can get there. So it's something to monitor. And the Warriors have 2 games now against Minnesota. 2 games coming up tonight. They have another game Wednesday night. And if you're a Warriors fan, obviously you want them to win these games because it pushes the Timberwolves further down those standings, cements them as one of the, you know, bottom teams in the league. But also you want to be watching Minnesota. Is this a team that can't turn the corner? Is this a team that might be able to make a run and maybe jeopardize getting a really high pick? Because if you're the Warriors, you kind of want to thread that needle, right? You want this pick to land 4, 5, 6, but you don't want to land it in the top three. And you really don't want Minnesota to go on a run at some point this season and have this pick end up at like 11 or 12, which would be fine, but not nearly as valuable as 4, 5, 6, right? Very different type of players we're talking about there. So tune in again tomorrow morning for our post-game show. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here tomorrow morning.